You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I have a really special episode today for you. I was very privileged to be able to speak to one of the great alphas in Findom, Alpha God Alex. And I wasn't sure what this interview was going to be like, but it turned out to be one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever done. You're going to find out what I found out about this natural straight alpha male and the life that he has taken hold of, that he deserves 100%. So I'm going to stop talking, and I'm just going to let you hear this amazing conversation that I was able to have with Alpha God Alex. Here we go. I am with one of the great Findom alphas today, by popular request, Alpha Alex. Say hello, Master.
Hello.
I just wanted to, first of all, say thank you very much for coming on the podcast. You were by far, ever since I started the podcast, I've been getting requests to get you on the podcast. So you have a lot of devoted fans out there. So,
yeah, I would definitely say so.
Yes. It must be feel great to have that kind of adoration, huh?
I mean, yeah, it's forever growing. So it's not just like just a constant thing. It is definitely increasing. Obviously, I expand the community, and I get more and more people serving me, becoming more addicted to me, and all this. Then yeah, it's obviously constantly increasing. So yeah, it does definitely feel good. Definitely,
right.
It's my ego.
How could it not? You know, it's the way it should be. So, first and foremost, I guess. Because my regular listeners are going to notice a little bit of a difference, because I'm not going to use the word faggot in this interview, okay? You, per your request. I was curious about that when you made that kind of emphatic statement. So could you tell me a reason why you have that feeling?
It's just one of them things that I don't really like. Like, I completely understand if people identify as it or whatever, that is what it is. But like,
right.
For me personally, it's just one of them things I don't like. I don't like the sound of it. I mean, I've got friends who are homosexual and stuff, and they hate the words, and I completely agree with it. And just like, in that sense, that's why I don't like using it. And I don't think there's a need for it because of like how the term is and how I just am. I just don't feel like I need to be involved in that.
Sure. That's okay. That's fine. That's perfectly understandable. I admire that. Here that kind of leads into another question I had lingering in my head. Do your gay friends know about this Findom enterprise of yours, or what is their opinion?
Yeah. I'm very open about it. Everyone
Are
knows
you?
About it.
Okay.
Yes, it's like, kind of hard. So
like dear old mom and dad?
Yeah, so I'm quite open with it. I mean, I'm an independent person. I've always been very confident. I don't really hide stuff.
No.
I mean, especially the amount of money I make, I can't really hide that. So I actually do this, like, apart from stock, shares, crypto and stuff like that, this is kind of like what I do just in my spare time, so... It is literally my life, and I fucking love it, to be honest with you.
That's good. That was one thing I wanted to highlight about you, because I see a lot of alphas, I guess we'll say, in Findom who are in it just for the money and are very stupid with their money. And it's basically just this thing where they can just get a another watch or something, you know, and like and I always admired about you is that you were basically like Rumpelstiltskin spinning gold out of hay, you know, like not to say that sub tributes are hay, but just that you're taking that and building something else, you know, and that's intelligent. It's a smart way to deal with it, you know. So
yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my watches. I have my own watch collection.
I know you do.
It's worth just over about 10 G's. I mean, to an avid watch person, obviously that's not a lot, you know. But like, yeah, I do enjoy watches, but they're all sub-funded. Like, it's all been through like my subs. I've never had to put any of my actual money into it, which is great. I'm pretty sure one of them that's bought a lot of them is probably going to be listening to this anyway, so he's probably going to get a bit excited just hearing that.
Say hi to him then.
Nah, he doesn't need that.
No.
But
he doesn't need the ego boost, right?
I get what you mean. Like, everyone, I think, as much as anyone would want to say they haven't done it, I think everyone in this industry or this community is very much like, they run into money, they start splashing it, right?
Absolutely.
That's fair enough. I mean, I had my sort of little run with it. Sure. I occasionally still do. I'll sit around and I'll be like, okay, I really like that. I'll just go buy it. And then to a normal person, that's a ridiculous amount of money. But
you're like, yeah, I like that Lamborghini, so you go and buy it, you know. But
yeah. Well, maybe not a Lamborghini, but I got a 50 grand sports car, so that's
pretty... I know you do, Master. Yes.
Yeah, you've done your research then.
Of course, Master. I've known you for quite a while. You and I have had some deep conversations in the past, and we've also had our disagreements. So I definitely have been keeping track of you, Master. So you're kind of hard to miss. I mean, frankly, I get it. I get your stuff in my feed all day long, you know, so both of my feeds, because I have two of them. So I get stuff from Alpha Alex all the time. And so I'm always up on the news with you. And I'm very impressed by how you conduct yourself, honestly, in the scene, because the scene gets really ugly, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been through the ups and downs.
Right, right.
Come on.
Oh, no, you go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, it's definitely a scene where, I mean, even for masters, it could be pretty atrocious. I mean, you get haters a lot of the time. You get people that agree, people don't agree. I've recently had... I had someone releasing personal information about me and my family, which obviously wasn't ideal, which I had to sort out with the police. Obviously, it got to an extent where that had to be done. But yeah, you get people that try to ruin it, obviously through bad experiences and stuff. But
right, right, right. That was a sub, I believe, that did that to you, right?
Oh, God.
Maybe you can't talk about it.
It was someone who came into the community with the wrong mindset, and I refused to help, and I knew them on a personal level.
Oh, I see.
Not like a really personal level, but I knew them outside of this community. So when I found out who it was, you know, you can imagine shit went down.
Why do you think that people like that could feel that they even have the... a place or ability to come up against an alpha male? I mean, I don't really understand how they feel like they can even think that, you know? So, I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is, I think envy is a big thing.
Sure.
I think a lot of people, especially for this situation outside of the community, envy was a big thing. It kind of gives you tunnel vision.
Sure.
I've had a lot of people talk about it, and they say that, you know, if you're envious about something, you can't, you just you can't take your eye off it. And I think what would happen is that kind of just leads you into this downward spiral. And yes, that's what happened in that situation.
Well, that's a wise way of looking at it, you know, for sure. I think that's probably very accurate. As a sub myself, you know, and somebody that accepted my place very young. So, you know, I put away all that, you know, so that I could serve men properly, you know, so I don't really understand it. It's kind of foreign language to me, this kind of.
I think it would be a bit different, I think, mentally, and especially in regards to like a sub-dom relationship with that sort of situation, whereas obviously my situation recently that we're obviously talking about was more of someone trying to do what I do for the financial benefit rather mm-hmm. than the actual, you know, being true to yourself and how you feel about things. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's good. Let's talk about how you came into this situation. So, when did you kind of begin to comprehend hierarchy in your life?
Looking back on it now, I definitely didn't recognize it when it was happening, per se.
Sure.
So looking back at it now, like back through like school, high school, stuff like that, I was an absolute dickhead. Like I was a bully. I would go around, I would absolutely fucking terrorize people just, you know, because it's fun.
Right.
They're
weaker now, than you, so.
Exactly, yeah. So you kind of like picking on them. Obviously, throughout the years, you mature a bit and the way that you deal with it and stuff like that is much different. But I think originally that's where it first started, that mentality.
Right.
When I realized about how I like obviously brought it into this side of the thing is I came across it because I was, how did it start? Jesus, it's like a couple of years ago now. I believe it was based off someone had messaged me on an Instagram account, basically wanting photos of like my abs and stuff because I'm quite confident, so I was posting them a lot. And I was first, I was like, why the fuck do you want that? Like, just straight up said, why the fuck do you want photos of me like that? And like, I won't be around the bush. It, you know, at the time, I was a bit kind of oblivious.
Well, you're a cocky young alpha. So, like,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
So I was very much like, why would you?
How old were you at that point?
18, maybe.
Oh, okay.
18, 19.
Because you're how old now?
22.
Okay, so
yeah,
so we're talking a 4-year span of your life, basically. Okay.
I on that account I got a couple of requests along that, and I was very much like, nah, fuck off, like just don't, like go away. And then maybe like a year and a half later, it started happening again.
Sure.
And the first guy that messaged me, he messaged me and attached a photo of him on his knees. Now this is for the sub, I was, you know, that's quite brave to stick it straight out there to someone who,
yes,
especially it wasn't a Findom account. Right. But I later on found out he likes humiliation, so regardless if he thought I was into that scene, it's how it was. And it just ended up with him sending me about £150 on PayPal by the end of the night. And all he got sent back was a photo of me with my middle finger flipped up at him.
Right.
And
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh man, that was the first rush. That was when I kind of realized like the power. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I was like, shit. Like this guy was like late 30s, early 40s. Mm-hmm.
And he was submitting to you entirely, you know, completely.
Yeah. So I looked into it a bit more.
Okay.
Because I was like, this, you know, I like this. This, I feel good.
Because of the rush that an alpha feels in that moment. I mean, you could be, and you might be the straightest alpha in the scene. Maybe Cashmaster Troy might be maybe even more straight than you, but like if you want to have a contest. But even for the most absolute straightest guy, when you have a sub submit to you that completely. There's a rush of power and energy that they can't explain. It's just, it's kind of on a, like a genetic level, you know? And that's what you were feeling, I guess. It's just this alpha power is coming up out of you, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, the rush started with the money. But
sure, of course.
It grew. Like, it grew when I realized, you know, I could tell this guy what to do and he was doing
it. Right, exactly.
And that's what I like. Like, my whole life, I'm a leader. I love it. I love telling people what to do. I love being in control, taking the reins. That's what I like. That's what I thrive off. So, yes.
What a great answer that is right there. Gosh, there's going to be a lot of subs touching their locked clits listening to that and rubbing.
I've had to lock a couple of subs up because of the podcast. They're getting a bit too excited, so I've had to get them down from that just to lock up.
So that's a good question. So you do lock subs up, some of your subs up in chastity. How many do you have, would you say, locked up? Guesstimate.
At the minute, I've started using an app called ChastaKey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's basically like I create like a little group, and I can invite subs to it, and every day they pick like six hidden cards. They pick a card. That card will be either green or red. I choose the probability that it's green or red. So if they get green, they can unlock the cage. If it's red, they can't. So the probability currently to get a green card is 1.5%.
That's so crazy.
You've got to make some fun out of it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to make fun of something that is meaningful to other subs, but I went into chastity last March for the first time in my whole career as a sub, you know, and it's been really an eye-opening experience. Like, I used to think of chastity as just some weird fetish thing that people were doing, kind of like the leather scene or whatever. And I just kind of always dismissed it because I just thought, well, if you're submitting to a man, that's really all that matters. I was the last year or so, I've met so many apex alphas. These are, you know, it's a term I use to describe alphas that are, they're alphas that other alphas would submit to, you know what I'm saying? Like apex alphas, supreme alphas. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. And I met a couple of them this past year that basically changed, they humiliated me so much just by their alphahood that I just had to go into chastity. And I had this pull toward it. I thought, I don't deserve to use this. You know, like I'm insulting men by, you know, standing at a urinal like a man or whatever, you know. So so I went into chastity, and it was really an eye-opening experience. So I really don't anymore. I don't really want to make fun of chastity because I just think, wow, you know, there is something to this, you know. So,
You're doing really a meaningful.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about chastity in terms of, like, when you see your subs in chastity? Does it do something for you in terms of, like, the fact that you have a cock that you use and you earn by your alphahood, and they do not? They're denied.
Yeah. So it definitely, for me, it shows your control over the sub. So I won't put any I won't put any sub into chastity. I get it all the time. People come into my messages and they say, well, they want to be locked up by me. And I'm like, well, you've got to prove yourself for it. And they're normally like completely like dumbfounded. They're like, prove yourself. What do you mean? But to me, it's me having control over someone. Now, if that person to me isn't useful, or they just, you know, I just don't get on with them, I don't, you know, subs and doms don't always click, then sure, I'm not going to chastise the person. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
It is now.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I won't do that. But No, I don't think I actually answered your question previously. So I have about 8 subs in Chastity at the minute on this app.
Okay. That's interesting. An app, I've never heard that. I mean, as much as deeply as I go into all this stuff, like, I'm really shocked that I've never heard of this app. So
yeah, I'm quite new to it. I had a sub come forward to me with it. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. I talk to the subs about obviously the probability of being unlocked, the wild cards that happen. They agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then it's just, you know, plain simple lock up, boys. And you can ask for permission. We'll see how it goes from there. If you've been good, maybe I'll let you take it off. If you haven't, you can keep it on. Pretty simple.
I mean, honestly, I would not want to come out of Chastity. I have several ongoing stories on the website of true stories of things that are happening, and one of the stories involves an alpha your age. He's in college and he's straight like you, but he discovered sub worship last year, and he now owns 4 live-in subs in his apartment, and they serve him. You know, they're his, basically his slaves. They serve him in every way, and one of them, well, him and his friend, his other straight friend, he also owns his own sub as well, live-in sub. So the one wanted to come out of Chastity, and so the alpha, his name is Master Matt, he allowed his sub out of Chastity for a day. And at the end of that day, the sub wanted to go back into Chastity. Like, it, outside of Chastity, it wanted to go back in because it realized suddenly it didn't deserve to be out of Chastity. And that was an interesting psychological experiment, I think, you know. So I definitely don't want to come out of Chastity either. So, so in terms of your subs, do you consider them to be property? I mean, how do you view them?
So with me, the most important thing to me is loyalty, right?
Yeah.
So I like a sub that will completely commit to me. I don't like it when subs run away or, you know, like, waste my time. I'm just not into that. I like subs that will serve me, solely me, constantly just think about me, because that way I'm in their head 24/7 and that's all they care about. If on the off chance a sub, you know, decides to go behind my back and serve other alphas after pledging to me, then there's definitely some big requisitions. Yeah, like, they
there's
definitely
some
get
problem.
I've had a couple like that, but they always come back, ironically. I don't blame them.
Honestly either. You seem like honestly, given the fact that you've only been in the scene for 4 years, I guess, of sub ownership, you seem to have a great grasp of it. What subs need from you and what you need from them, you know. So it's interesting that you have that kind of grasp. Do you do meetups with your subs? I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen like that.
Right, so the meetup thing, not so much. That's mostly because recently, obviously, with the COVID thing and everything,
sure,
that's a no-brainer.
And also the weirdo you just encountered too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of weirdos in my area. I've had people take photos of me in the street and send it to me in my DM saying they've seen me, and you know,
like subs that you've served.
Yeah, subs in the community. So, you know, like, it's kind of, to me, you know, privacy and all that shit. You don't need to be doing that.
You're like a celebrity. You're like a celebrity, you know.
yeah.
A Finn celebrity.
But I definitely do want to get into it. I mean, ATM drains and that, definitely. Subs in my stables, I would be happy to meet due to the sheer fact that they've proven their worth to me. Like, do you know what I mean? They've earned it, I think. They've, you know, they show they're not time wasters. They're there for the long run. There's a reason they're in the stables, like my little group of subs.
So you've known them. Yeah, how long is the longest sub, like the one that served you the longest and you've owned for the longest?
So that would be.
Is that the sub that you directed to me earlier today?
I don't want to say names.
Okay, I wouldn't either, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a year and a month.
Oh, okay.
So that's pure commitment, though. That's like he hasn't slipped anything. Yeah. Like, it is solely concentrated on me, and like we have a good balance and understanding of obviously his life. He's got quite an important job, so we work around obviously worship time, stuff like that. Like, you have to find that good balance between a sub and a dom, but it's worked and it's still working, which is great.
Right. What does worship time look like in your because you seem to have a very different take or approach to FinDom that other alphas don't have. So what does worship time look like?
Well, obviously, as you've probably seen with your own eyes, I'm pretty fucking muscular. And I'm proud of that. Like, I fucking absolutely love...
You work hard on it, and you look great. And you're just look, you're an alpha male. You're genetically superior to, you know, lesser males. So that's just how it is, you know?
Yeah. So in my head, that's everyone. And,
So well, that's good. That's fine. That you should have that kind of attitude, actually.
Yeah. So I mean, it's very rare that I will talk to a sub for free. So it's normally me, you know, video messages, stuff like that. But that it's got a price tag on it. You know, luxuries aren't free. So we're talking like $15 a video just for a response. And obviously the subs that serve me and want to serve me, they completely understand that. They respect that. And so worship. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do Skypes. Obviously, I don't do nudity. That's one thing.
That was one of my questions because absolutely. That's I find it odd. I mean, obviously, like if a straight alpha male wants to get naked, I'm all for that. Obviously, I'm gay. You know, I'm a sub. So, but I've always noticed that about you. That, I mean, you'll have your shirt off once in a while, but like you know, you're not swinging your cock around, you know, or whatever. You know, there's not like I don't want to use a name either, but there's like, for instance, there's an alpha. It's big in the scene. He's got 20 some odd 30,000.
I know who you're about. Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about? And he is constantly like teasing, and like, you know, he comes out and like he's coming out of the shower and he's pulling his towel down, kind of like, and I'm just like, get over it. Like, either show it or don't show it. Like, but like this whole middle ground. I don't really know why he's so popular, actually, honestly. But
if it's the person I think it is he a UK?
BT.
Yeah. So me and him were actually like neck and neck on followers.
Right? Yes.
We kind of talked to each other when we were both kind of new into the scene. We still do talk occasionally. I kind of like keep to myself quite a lot, though. I don't really like socialize with other alphas and that. I just, you know, I'm here for myself.
You're basically, the word just flew out of my head. There's a word that describes a loner alpha.
A lone wolf sort of thing.
Well, it's sure. Lone wolf is actually more of a technical term for alphas that are lone wolves. So, but yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, so he obviously skyrocketed when he'd done that. But the problem, I wouldn't say it's a problem as such, but like in my head, the whole point of, you know, Findom is financial domination, right?
Yes.
My foundations are built from just sheerly using, you know,
subs
predominantly. Yeah, using subs predominantly, using like my torso, but more importantly, like my brain. Like right. I am, you know, on top of everything. I'm like, my intellect is obviously a lot further than what a lot of doms I see in this scene anyway.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so
half of them I think are on crack or something. I mean, I don't really know what their deal
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no.
But sure.
Just, yeah.
Well, I'm here's like, the thing. Here's the thing I kind of look at with you particularly, and this is one of the many reasons why I wanted to talk to you, is because you don't do the whole like gay tease thing that many straight alphas do in this scene. And it's basically comes down to, it boils down to this: you're superior on all levels, and you shouldn't have to, you know, wave your dick around to get subs to submit to you and tribute to you. You know, like, it should just be, they should look at you and go, okay, that is the way to go. You know, that's my master, you know? So, so it's,
I think the best way is like, let's look at it like this, right? So not once have I got my cock out in the scene. I think there might actually be a sex tape out there, but apart from that, not once.
What is the web address of that? Yeah. What is the URL of that?
Yeah. I mean, if you followed me on OnlyFans at some point, you might have got a hefty, or a video of a hefty price tag on, and it would have been that. But, you know.
What would it cost? Yeah. What, I mean, what would that hefty price tag be?
I think it was about, oh, Jesus, maybe like around 300, 350 for a 15-second clip.
For a 15-second clip.
15-second clip.
I mean, what are there even?
That's it.
Did you? I bet you got that money too.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was. I woke up to over $3,000 in my account. Let's put it like that. That was a nice one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's.
But yeah, so let's put it like this. So, I use OnlyFans a lot, right? That's one of my main tribute methods, just because of the sheer fact, like, PayPal's absolute twats, Cash App to close my accounts, like,
yes.
It's so much hassle. Yes. But I'm the highest earner on OnlyFans, a porn site, in the Findom community, for the male side, as far as I'm concerned. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty certain that one's be 0.35%.
I don't know really much about OnlyFans. I don't, you know, so I'll take your word for that.
yeah. So I think the closest person to me at one point was what's his name? Master Raz.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Guy. Yeah. So he jumped up to like 0.49, 0.47. But you know, fair play. But like I'm, you know,
you
I've
got
never
all the
done
stats. PC.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Master Raz hasn't either.
I don't know. I don't follow anything like that. But that's one of the other people that you might class as an apex.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, there's only a few of us out there.
Right. You're right. You're exactly right.
It's
why
very,
you're apex.
The elite.
So you understand whenever I said that, you understood what I meant.
Straight away. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I do think that, you know, alphas. I think you all do very much recognize each other in kind of a hierarchy among alphas, and like, and you're very hyper aware of the hierarchy and just your general life, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's interesting. I, when I said apex alpha, I thought, oh, I'm throwing out a term. He probably doesn't, you understand it perfectly though. So,
right.
Yeah. When you walk into a room, do you size up the other men in every room you walk into?
I don't need to. Why do I need to go in there? Why would I need to do that? Just explain to me why.
No, I'm saying like it's just a reflex action. When you walk into a room, you look around, you know, you just go beta, you know, that guy thinks he's alpha.
I definitely look around when I'm out and about going sub.
See?
Definitely.
Master, that's why I asked.
But so when I thought you said sizing them up, I thought you meant as in like, are they alphas? And I didn't look at people like that. Like I said earlier, like I'm top dog, whatever I do. By the time I'm looking at someone, whether it's in the gym or out in public, I'm normally catching them looking at me. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Do you look at people as basically, and the world as basically your toy, like your sandbox that you own and everything in it is like yours basically?
Yeah. So the best way I could describe this would be, imagine we're in a game, yeah? Right, I'm the main character of that game.
Right,
like everything revolves around me. Like I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Like I'm arrogant, I'm confident, and like that's just how it is.
No doubt about
it's,
that.
It's how you have to be. Yeah,
you've been like that since day one. Since the first time I ever met you, I thought this guy might be the most arrogant alpha I've ever run across. Like it's breathtaking. It's breathtaking to be quite honest with you. So
it's. It's, I don't know, like, so I'm as natural as I could possibly be. I mean, I listened to a couple of your podcasts, and to be honest, some of the people that you've interviewed are very stale, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of sit there and I kind of think, like, there's a lot of people in the industry who, you know, they're told this, you know, shut up, sit down, losers. You know, do you know what I mean? It's so bland.
Yes, yes.
And it's like, what's the point? Like, if you're not being yourself, you can clearly see they're putting on this act.
Yes, I recently had a conversation with another Apex Alpha. This guy is definitely an Apex Alpha. And I was telling him that I thought there's so much phoniness in not just FinDom, but just in general. Like, I've always shied away from men who think they're alphas who are putting on this kind of show, you know. Like I never got into the leather scene for that reason, because it's like, oh, I'm wearing a leather, you know, harness, so I'm alpha. Like, I just think, what does that mean? Like, either you are alpha or you're not. It doesn't matter what you're wearing, you know. So
I'll wear leather jackets, but that's just because I look fucking great in them.
Right. I think, But if you spit in the camera, you're spitting on your phone camera, and over again. I'm just like, what does that mean? I don't understand. Like,
I'll be completely real with you right now. So, I'll just say how it is. So you see the spit on the camera videos, right? So I've done my fair share. I've done a couple.
Seems the right.
They explode in the scene, but it depends how you portray it, because at the other side of the phone, you've got the sub who would pay thousands just for me to spit in their fucking mouth.
Yep.
So
you're kind of stuck there in the middle. Yeah, you're just like, well, I got to appeal to this crowd of well-paying customers, you know.
not like that. That makes it sound like a business.
It is a business, Master.
I guess. I don't really look at it like that.
Are you looking at it as a passion project now? Or?
Honest, like, right, so let's put it like this. If a sub came to me, right, offering me hundreds and hundreds of pounds, but they didn't have the right attitude, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't turn it. I would turn them down. Like, they can send it all they want, but I would just block them. If they haven't got respect, they're not obedient, like, why would I deal with that? Tell me.
Now, that is interesting. I was not expecting. I figured you would just take their money and just block them then, you know, but...
Yeah, but that
you could do it. You could do it.
That's not an alpha. That's an absolute fucking scumbag.
I 100% agree with you, Master. I 100% agree, for sure. I have written on the website multiple times about how I classify alphas as either protector alphas or destroyer alphas. And there's lots of destroyer alphas in the scene. And in fact, you started off as a destroyer alpha.
Yeah.
And many,
yeah,
many.
About that.
Right. Many alphas do. It's the first way you express your alphahood, you know.
I think it's also the case that, like, when you're the alpha, right, you have a lot of responsibility. Like, I love having that on my shoulders. I love being able to control them and everything. But you've also got to learn to fight between greed and, like, being responsible, right? So obviously when you're starting off, and I think this kind of goes with the point
we were talking about earlier.
A lot of destroying alphas is because a lot of them need, I know it's going to sound bad, but they haven't had the experience to understand why they shouldn't be doing it. Like, I've had it in my fair share where I've had subs, and they've sent me hundreds, right? And we're sitting there, and I'm like, okay, like, we'll stop now. Like, that's a lot of dollar. I know they're on, like, you know, I like to get to know my subs in terms of, like, financial sort of positions. And they'll be like, right, I earn 1,600 a month, whatever. They've sent me nearly a grand. And I'm sitting there like, you've got to stop. And they're like, no, it's fine. I'll take out my savings or stuff. And like, you know what? You can't destroy someone's savings just for your own greed, right? So you really have to make sure that they're 100% with it. But then you get to a point where...
But as a man, you have to take it upon yourself to stop them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, exactly.
They're your property. Yeah. It's like a farmer. He has to replenish the soil, you know, or else the crops don't grow, you know?
So this is what I'm saying. So they obviously, people need to learn this. And it's, you know, I've had it in the past where someone said that, you know, I've said stop. They've said, no, it's fine. And they're like, they're sitting there like they're begging for it. And I'm like, okay, you know what? We'll do a little bit more. Next thing I know, they're like, oh, I'm in my overdraft. And I'm sitting there like, what? Because that's what I mean about the trust, you know, the obedience and the respect. The sub didn't have the respect to tell me their financial position and lied. Yeah.
Right.
So not only does that then make the alpha, you know, get a bad reputation because, you know, that sub could then go, oh, look what they did. They completely financially ruined me. Mm-hmm. But the backstory is it came from a lie. So you really have to get to know your subs, get, you know, like, especially if I have someone who wants to join my stables, I'll make sure that I know what they're making, their outgoings, their expenses that they can obviously, you know, play around expenses, and we'll work around that. Right. And obviously some like it a little bit more strict than others. Some like to be completely zeroed out after their expenses and all this.
I've spoken to a couple of your loyal subs, you're in your stable, and they've said that about you, and they have said, these are subs that pay you pretty well, and they have said that you have drained them down to zero, but they're in communication with you honestly about where they're at, and so it's always under your control, and they feel safe because of that. So that's honestly, talking to them was eye-opening for me about you, you know. So I commend you for that because, honestly, there's lots of people that don't take that kind of care. I had several questions. I don't know if you got any questions that your way about what we should talk about. But one of the big ones that I got this multiple times from people was they wanted to know, like, what was your biggest month total? And what was the biggest single tribute you ever received?
Okay.
Open the books, master.
See, this is the kind of thing I don't
know. I know, but you had to expect. You had to expect it whenever you're going to ask subs that kind of.
Okay. Well, one month I had a really, I'm not going to name really famous porn star.
Of course.
Who came forward, and I think.
And submitted to you.
18 grand off him in a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that was your biggest like week tribute or something like that?
In regards from one sub, yeah.
From one, yeah, right. That's what I mean.
In a week sort of power hour. And
biggest, what do you make per month?
Oh, fuck no, well that varies. My best month is over 35 grand.
How much?
35 G's.
35 G.
Okay. This month's actually going on for a good one. On OnlyFans. I'm on 11 grand already this month.
My God, already?
Yeah. So
not even halfway through.
So I want to try and, you know, I want to try and beat my previous record.
So there is some of that going on. Like, you know, you're just like, oh boy, I could make 36 grand, you know, or something like that, you know.
Well, at the end of the day, the only competition to me is myself.
So. Well, of course, of course. And I, you know, I guess probably at first you got into this for the money, mostly, but it's become much more than that now for you, it seems like.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, it was the...
These subs are now your possessions, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think even if I was to leave this scene, I would still have a select few that I keep in contact with. And, you know, they'd still be my subs. Sure. I mean, my accountant is a fucking sub who serves me.
Oh, nice.
So he, so that's... You know, you got your benefits. I've got plenty of people with really.
That's weird. You pay him for his services, and then he pays it right back.
kind of. So it's more of a tax reason. So he needs it on his books, obviously, because it's as a business. But
sure.
Like last night, I drained more than what he would get for the tax rebate. So it's always going back to my pocket.
Right, exactly.
So it's just for legality reasons, I guess. From his
master your evil. I'm kidding. What was the most you made in a year?
I charged a lot of money for that for last year's digits.
Sorry.
I mean, the thing is like a lot of people will listen to this.
Sure.
So I won't say the exact, but I don't have to get the crowd pumped. So
Was it six figures?
Last year was over $250,000. And we're talking like that's before tax. Because obviously you have to pay taxes, so that's spread across like all of my payment methods and stuff.
$250,000?
Yeah, and this year I wanna try and hit over $350,000. And so far we've only friends.
This year's gonna be really huge for you.
This year, like, Findom is my fucking bitch. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm the front page of Findom. And as you've probably seen already, I literally am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. That's phenomenal. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's I know a lot of subs get off on the tributes that their masters receive. I publish them quite often on the website when I come across them because I like people to understand that there's huge money in Findom, gay Findom particularly. So, you know, I think people don't really realize just how much money is flying around. So I like to kind of reveal that part of it, you know, just so that people understand. You know, I want subs to understand that if you're going to get into this kind of scene, you better be ready to play. It's like
a lifestyle.
Sure, that's right. But you don't go to a high rollers table in a casino with $5. Okay, you got to be in there and be ready to play. You know, so one alpha who shall remain nameless, obviously, showed me his books for November, and it was he made $108,000 for November.
Just in November.
Yes, and it was $80,000 of it was tribute, and then the other stuff was investments. So,
are we talking than just in tributes?
Right, right. The Findom tributes were $80,000 in November. Like, that's a lot of money, you know. Like, you making $250,000 in a year is amazing, you know. I mean, you don't even have the highest number of followers. You see, like, it's not that. It's loyalty. Like you were saying, the thing that you're cultivating within your stable, you know.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating. I had another question that was asked a few times also. Would you ever consider owning subs as like live-in slaves at some point or servants of yours in the future?
See, I'm a big trust guy. Right.
Sure.
I like my own space. I don't think I would, but a little play on this. So currently, my best mate of over 10 years lives with me, and my partner. He is...
Your girlfriend? And so the three of you live together?
He lives in my house, yeah.
I see. And you and your girlfriend live there with him living there as a roommate.
Yeah. Now, okay. He's a very submissive nature, right?
Okay.
And when I say this, I mean, like, he cleans my gym. He does all my washing up. He'll, you know, if
I'm busy
doing something, he'll offer to, you know, clean my room, put food in the oven for me. He'll do it.
He is your sub.
Yeah. So you've got to be careful in these sort of situations. So obviously, I'm not going to be like, you know, just to someone outside of the community.
Right.
You can't like force something upon that, if that makes sense.
But he knows about you. He knows about you being a FinDom. Alpha.
Yeah, right? He lives in my house. Trust me, he knows.
right. Exactly. But what I'm getting at is like, so he knows that he's serving a master alpha, like an apex alpha.
So he very much like, obviously with COVID and that, he's not working constantly.
Uh-huh.
So he's very keen to help me with photos.
And oh yeah. Okay.
He can do to make my life easier. Like he refers to himself as my PA, right?
But it's not that's not the relationship, you know.
Nah, like he's my best mate, but it's more I'm his older brother. Do you know what I mean? Like even to his family, I'm the older brother to him. I look after him. Like I said earlier, I'm a leader. I take the reins, I'm in charge of everything I want to do.
So you don't look at yourself as his owner.
No. That would be the closest I would have to him. Or me having like a slave who live with me. But like I said, that could obviously progress into something. But I wouldn't force that.
Right. Is he aware of his true nature, I guess, in terms of being a sub?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He fully outs it. He's very much saying he's completely different to me. Like I think the way he refers to it is, I'm the strong, dominant guy, and he's the other half of me that's like, emotional and like just wants to constantly do stuff. And do you know what I mean? Like, he very much wants that. But I mean, a lot of my subs that we listen to this will completely get that because I talk to them occasionally about it because obviously I can't see it from a sub's perspective. So I like to, you know, my subs are more useful than just, you know, financial reasons. Absolutely. So I kind of get their mindset on it as well.
You're using them not just for financial gain, but like also this perspective, understanding of hierarchy more clearly, I guess, you know.
I mean, I use them for any type of purpose.
Sure, like, exactly, of course.
I mean, people are, you know, are in different fields. I can't go around saying I'm the smartest guy in the world because I'm not. If I was to go say that, do a job as a lawyer, I couldn't do it. But I've got a lawyer sub, so if I needed like information on something, he's the guy I'm going to because he's giving me that information, or vice versa. You know, I've got an accountant who's a sub, or you know, like I've got a Bitcoin sub, so I've got a sub who he's taught me trading, right?
Sure.
So I've used him to benefit myself, and he fucking loves it.
of course he does. Yes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be useful to an apex alpha? You know.
Not just an apex alpha Alex.
you should probably change your name to Apex Alpha Alex.
Bit of alliteration going on there, yeah.
It is a little bit. That's interesting about your friend because I like he's not really. I mean, I view him as your property. I view him as your sub. I would use the F word here. Okay. Like,
yeah. He's my sub in my eyes. Yeah. But in regards to telling him and stuff like that, that's where you've got to be careful because
you command him, right? You command him to do things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you say laundry needs to be done by this time. All right, dinner needs to be on the table at this time or whatever you want, you know, right? My Lamborghini needs to be waxed, you know, I'm kidding. But, you know, you command him to do things and he does them for you. So he's essentially your F word, okay? So For all intents and purposes, if we just boil it all down to what it is, that's the essence of it.
The core reason.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so you already basically own one, you know, so.
So like I said, that would be the closest I'd be. I wouldn't, you know, with the trust thing and stuff like that. Like, I would, I'm so arrogant that I wouldn't want a sub to live in my presence. Like, if I went on holiday, sure, I'll have one as a butler out there doing whatever I want. But in regards to my house, nah.
Like living in your house.
Yeah, nah.
Right.
That's where like I'm definitely like, I'm too good for that.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you already do have one living with you, but like you've known him, you know, in your life. So
yeah, they're different circumstances. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, I must say, Master, that this has been a really, really fascinating interview. I don't want to keep up too much more of your time. We've already been talking for a while, but I really, really appreciate you talking to me and honestly clearing up I think some misconceptions about yourself, because you know, in the scene, just you seem like this kind of unreachable Maybe that's what you are, you know, but
to some extent, yeah.
There's a remoteness, I would say, about you, you know. Yeah. Maybe it's the control that you exhibit, maybe, but so I'm really, really appreciative of you opening up and like actually being willing to do this, and also just you really threw yourself into. I guess I don't want to use the word promote this interview, but like you really kind of got into it, you know, and really push it with your fan base and your subs. So like, I really appreciate that, you know, it made it kind of an event.
I think you can definitely thank my subs for, I think, like you said, a lot of them are coming forward to you about it.
Oh, and absolutely.
Obviously we were going to do this before Christmas, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Things got a bit hectic at my end. So I got
Of course, Master, it's fine. I mean, I'm just grateful that we did get it done and you made some time for this. I hope it was enjoyable for you too. I guess for plug your channels, I guess. So you have Twitter and you have OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, I have AVN Stars as well, but that's a bit more of a remote thing. Not a lot of people use that, but yeah.
Oh, what is it called?
It's AVN Stars, so it's like OnlyFans, but it's
right.
Sister company.
Right. So your primary contact methods and like tribute methods are through Twitter and your OnlyFans, primarily OnlyFans.
I mean, yeah, tribute methods I still use, obviously Amazon.
Right. Well, what I mean is like
in regards to social media platforms. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I'll include that in the information for this. So, well, Master, I mean, what a privilege to be able to talk to you. I thank you very, very much for taking the time out, and maybe we can do another one. You know, honestly, I feel like I could really talk to you, dig down some more into, into hierarchy, because it seems like you really have a grasp on hierarchy, which I find fascinating. So, and maybe you could do a video one the next time. And so,
we'll see what this one does in regards to traffic and stuff. And I'm sure that'll, I think people want the video one, definitely.
Yes, of course they do. You know, I mean, even if you just put your feet up on in front of the camera, I mean, I think you should show off your face, because obviously you're, you know, superior looking, you know. But I'm just gonna say this really quickly. Your voice is incredible. Like you've got that luscious kind of British tone and like the accent. I mean, I can.
Quite mesmerizing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is very mesmerizing.
It sounds even better when I'm in a shit mood. Trust me, when I'm angry and it's mixed with this.
Well, see, I mean, like I get that from your words. Because I'm an English major, so words, I pick up emotions through words and how they're used. And like sometimes when you're angry, I can instantly tell, and I get kind of this cold chill down my spine. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know. But you have this wonderful like accent. It's very, it's very mesmerizing, and I can just see your subs just going, okay, here's $10,000. My God. So, anyway, but thank you very much, Master, for this. Really, this. Undeserved privilege. So thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, and I guess I'll possibly see you soon in another podcast then.
Yes, that would be great.
All right,
thank you, Master.
See ya.
Good night.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. I absolutely had a blast talking to this, it's just jaw-dropping alpha male. I didn't know what to expect going in because, honestly, like I say in the interview, he is a little bit aloof, you know. But when you see him in the scene anyway, but he really came alive in this interview and talked about things that he might not ordinarily talk about, I don't think. But I loved every last second of it. We are hoping to do a second podcast in the future. He chose not to put the video on for this, so there's no video. I think probably had he put the camera on, I wouldn't have probably been able to concentrate, you know. But there's still so much that I want to talk to him about, and he's just so intelligent and so precise in how he views hierarchy and views himself and views those that serve him. And I adore this man now a lot more than I did before. I must say I gained a brand new appreciation for him. So thank you, Master God Alex, for the time that you gave to me and to your fans, and for just being a shining example of what an alpha can do and be in the world, okay? So I'm going to wrap it up, okay? But it was great bringing you this. I enjoyed it immensely. So I will talk to you very, very soon, okay? I love you. Bye.